everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a member of the Red Hot Peterborough Petes. The Petes off to a great start to this season, with most of their games being played on the road so far. That's coming up in a moment, but first, well, we're going right back to Peterborough. As the OHL On the Run Player of the Week is their netminder, Hunter Jones. The Minnesota Wild prospect posted a 3-0 record last week with a 1.67 goals against average and .943 save percentage. The 19-year-old from Brantford started the season with a 9-1 record, a .241 goals against average, and a .919 save percentage. He was chosen by the Minnesota Wild in the second round of the 2019 NHL Entry Draft. And sticking with that theme, here's a conversation I had with Hunter Jones.
You know, it was kind of a weird start to the season for us. I mean, I think we had 9 road games to start the season, something like that. It's been really tough for us to, you know, kind of get off to a good start, especially on the road. But I mean, I think we've handled it really well. And I mean, it's almost been kind of a blessing in disguise being on the road together and kind of, you know, getting tight as a group when you're in the hotels and on the bus for that amount of time together. You kind of get to know everybody a lot quicker and spend a lot of time with each other. So, I mean, it's been really good. We've been bonding really well and just playing our game. And I don't know, the puck keeps going in for us, and we keep winning games.
For a guy who's been around this league for a few years, you've sort of gone through, you've been to every rink. Was that a sort of a strange situation, the 9 straight road games? You had that 2-week stretch of 6 games where you went up as far as Sault Ste. Marie one weekend, then you come back down to Saginaw, Flint, and Sarnia. That's, you know, not a normal road trip. That'd be a little different routine for you.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. I mean, we usually see a lot of those games later on in the season, like the western side trips. So it was really good to kind of get those trips out of the way, just kind of, you know, you'd rather do the Sioux trip when it's nice out rather than when it's cold, and rather go out west when there's no snow on the ground. So it was really good, and I think we handled it really well.
You know, you mentioned obviously getting to get the guys together. There's a lot of guys back from last year, but you got some fresh faces as well. And I've got to think that looking back on it now, hey, that's a lot of time spent together where you had no choice but to get along, of course, and really helped, I would think. You think this team bonding is really going to help as we get into January and February and March and sort of later on in the season?
Yeah, I think it helps for sure. I mean, on any team, if you know, you spend a lot of time with these guys, and these guys are your brothers, and you become one, you can basically become a family in the dressing room. You see them every day. And I mean, if you're willing to sacrifice your body and do what it takes to win for the guy beside you, I mean, that's just going to bring so much more success to the team. And I mean, if the guy beside you wants to go out and block the shot for me, and or you know, just do the little things on the ice that is going to make us win, that's just something that you can't really ask for. I mean, that's just, you know, something that comes along with you know, being a team and just being around each other and just supporting one another. So I mean, I think it's huge, and it'll pay off in the long run for sure.
You finally get back to a home game about a week ago now. A little different at the Memorial Center. They put the new boards in, but I know the corners are still a little unique. But in the first couple of days of practice, did you sort of look at look at the guys ringing around the board for you playing the puck behind the net and just get a feel for everything?
Yeah, it was like one of the first things that I went and worked on with our goalie coach here in Peterborough. I mean, doing the drills and stuff just kind of was, like, we were just kind of more focused on how the ice was. I mean, we were the first ones to skate on the new ice, and it wasn't the greatest the first time, so we were a little concerned about that, but I mean, nothing that we can really do about that. But as practice went on that day, I mean, we were rimming the puck all the time, just trying to see how it would react and how it would bounce in the square corners with the new boards. But it's surprisingly, like, really true. I mean, I think it's a lot better than what it used to be. They it wraps a lot better than what it used to be. It's not as clunky when it comes around the squareness. So, I think the new rink is awesome. I think they did a really good job.
I've got to think, though, it's still nicer to be a home goalie in that building, experiencing it 34 times versus coming in once or twice a year.
I agree. I mean, it's always funny to watch the away team's goalies trying to handle a puck in our rink.
For you, it was a busy summer, obviously, selected by the Wild. Take me through, you know, you had that experience out west of being selected and then dealing with their organization over the summer. But give me a little recap on just how that, what I'm assuming was a little bit of a whirlwind summer for you.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy summer. I didn't really have much time off. Like, it was just weird for planning my time off and when I was going to get on the ice and train and stuff like that, because the season ended for us, and then I just kind of kept training when the season ended because I knew I had the NHL Combine coming up right after the season in June. So I went to that, and then after that it was the draft, and you know, that was pretty crazy. I mean, just a great experience overall, just being there, and it was just really cool to see all the NHL teams on the floor. I mean, you watch it on TV and it's just a totally different experience, and you're actually there sitting in a seat and your name's kind of on their sheets too. So, and then, you know, when that pick happened and, I was selected to Minnesota, it was just, you know, pretty whirlwind day. I don't really remember much of it because everything happened pretty quickly. I mean, I remember walking down the stairs and someone grabbing my jacket, and then I think I mumbled half my thank yous to the Minnesota Wild organization because I was just in complete shock when I went over to the table and I was putting on my jersey. So it was an amazing day. I mean, something that you'll never forget for the rest of your career and your life. So, but moving forward from that, I mean, development camp was awesome. Just getting a feel for the organization, and, you know, they're great. no bad things to say about Minnesota. They're great. They treated me with a lot of respect coming in, and I've been feeling very welcomed in their organization, especially by the pros at training camp. I mean, walking in on day one to skate with the pro guys, I remember Jared Spurgeon coming up to me, and I mean, that guy's making millions of dollars, and I'm over here, you know, driving a Dodge Journey. I'm like, this guy's like coming up to me and saying hi. That's a pretty cool thing, and you know, it was a really cool experience being on the ice with those guys, just seeing the pro lifestyle, and you know, I had a really good time.
That was Peter Ropeet's goaltender Hunter Jones, the OHL On the Run Player of the Week. The Ontario Hockey League and the CHL announced this week the launch of the new CHL app in partnership with Adapt Media. For more information, be sure to check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Meantime, the Canadian rosters have been unveiled for the 2019 World Under 17 Hockey Challenge, which takes place during the first week of November in Medicine Hat and Swift Current. Team Black has the most OHL players, with 10 of them in total, led by Shane Wright, the first overall pick in the 2019 OHL Priority Selection, Brandon Othman of Flint, who was picked second, and Brant Clark of the Barrie Colts, who went number 4 overall. The OHL website has the complete rosters for Team Canada Black, Red, and White. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.